such a beautiful sukkah. Really in a beautiful house with a beautiful family that really takes care of kimat everything that that goes on in our shul. And it's just really an opportunity. It's not enough of a hakara, but it's an opportunity to, when you're v'savata, and there's really beautiful and delicious food, it really is just, this is just a glimpse and a little bit of what they constantly do for us. And yeshe koach for opening your house, yeshe koach for your wife for opening her house and for taking care of all this delicious food, and yeshe koach for everything you do for all of us. And Emirat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should continue to give you nachas, hatzlacha, and be able to facilitate and serve Klal Yisrael in the way that you do.
Amen.
It's beautiful to get together tonight and to celebrate and to be misameach. But there's another element of tonight that it's important for us to get together and for us to internalize, to understand that tonight is not just a night of Chalamoid, but tonight is the night Leil Hoshana Rabbah. Leil Hoshana Rabbah is a very, very, very strange night. The whole source of where Hoshana Rabbah comes from is not classic. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah that it's Minag Nevi'im, it's Mitaris Nevi'im, or it's Minag Avasenu Biadenu. There's no biblical sources, and what we paskin, the Rambam paskins, that the whole essence and to take an arava on Leil Hoshana Rabbah doesn't really have its sources, and it's really just Minag Avasenu Biadenu. So already at the face of it, the whole concept of Hoshana Rabbah is mechusar and with mocker. It's a little bit missing a source. At the same time, Chazal tell us, and many of the Svarim speak often about this, that this is really the last chance. Although we finished our chasima at the Shas Ne'ila, there was a chasima and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sealed the psak. The psak shebe psak, what's called the choysim shebe choysim. The final sealing is, as we know, is Leil Hoshana Rabbah. I saw something from the Chassam Sofer a few days ago that I really was terrified when I saw. But I think it's important to share for the Hisaris of what the opportunity that we have in the next 24 hours, or the next however many hours left there are to the day, and to really just understand the capacity, although missing the source and not knowing where it came from, and the Gemara is saying really just being a minig, but demonstrating really to how powerful this day really is, Leil Hoshana Rabbah, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. Chassam Sofer said after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 1 year, said Rosh Hashanah went by Baruch Hashem. Chassam Sofer said Yom Kippur, the Chasima went by Baruch Hashem. Chassam Sofer said Leil Hoshana Rabbah, I did not capitalize on. Chaf Hei Tishrei, the Chassam Sofer was Nifter. So the descendants of the Chassam Sofer, clearly the Chassam Sofer was trying to tell us that even with such an unbelievable Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, without capitalizing on what Leil Hoshana Rabbah is, there is a Chasima Sheva Chasima. So what is it? So the Svarim explain that although there's a Chasima, and although a letter is stamped, and although everything is sealed, but it's not done until the mailman, until the delivery person, actually sends it to its destination. So right now, on Leil Hoshana Rabbah, everything's sealed, the envelope is closed, the stamp is stamped, but there still is a delivery process. And there are malachim that are right now carrying the envelope, and there is some sort of capability to hold on, to grab onto the malachim, even though the etzem chasima is finished. But if it's a Yom HaDin, and if it has that capability to really change and reverse everything, so why don't we mimic what we were involved with, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why don't we start opening up the Nusach and say, V'chein tein pachtecha, and also we should have a short, I don't know, another version of the Nusach of the Yom Noroyim, the Tfilis, should follow all the different Nuschos of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Avinu Malkeinu, of everything that we're involved with, on all the different Hosafas that we're involved with on the Yom Noroyim, with the Shir HaMalasis and everything and all the Tehillim that we add into the Davening and all the Hosafas and all the Piyutim and V'chol Ma'aminim and everything. But we don't mimic it. We put on a Kittel. We add a little bit here and there, certain things. Some of the Tehillim we do add, some of the Shir HaMalasis we do add, but we don't change the Nusach HaTfilah. What do we Be'etzem do? So look at the Svarim, the Rekeach, the way the Svarim HaKdoshim depict the Tefillah and the Yom and the Avoda of Hashana Rabba. Tzoyakim Hoshana. You scream out the words Hoshana. You look and analyze all the Tefillahs that we're going to say tomorrow. Yes, it's a long davening. It's longish. It's a little longer. But really, we're not saying any Chidushin tomorrow. We're not really getting into any long paragraphs, any long details. If I wanted to give a shiur and analyze, let's learn the tefillah of Hoshana Rabba. It'd be a very boring shiur. There's a lot to talk about in the nusach of the davening on Rosh Hashanah, the nusach of the davening on Yom Kippur. Over and over and over again, what are you saying? You're saying, Hoshana, Shoigim Hoshana, Hoshana. That's what really the Svarim explain, the Rekeach, the Aruch HaShulchan, they all explain, that's what Hoshana Rabba is. Tzoyakin Hoshana. Hoshana Rabba is beyond, and once we've passed the Chasima, everything's sealed, everything's done, we've had our conversations with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam deliberated the psak and went through all the details, and we've discussed, and we've already been Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the classic conversations and coordinating the king is all done. All the details are finished. And now we realize one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing to say. We have nothing. Les le migar meklum. We have nothing without your existence. We realize that we are nothing without you. And we don't even want to get lost in the details. We don't even want to say any complicated tefillahs. We come into Hoshana Rabba and we have the most poshut tefillah possible. Hoshana Shoyagin Hoshana. We just scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us. Just save us. Save us. But not necessarily because we deserve it. Like the Malbim tells us, a Yeshua is different than a Hatzalah. A Yeshua is when a person goes through the entire process and he comes to realization and he focuses and he's at the last stage right before the mail is delivered, the person puts it in the post office before it's registered, and we realize, I'm not going to try to argue, I'm not going to try to convince you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please stop the messenger. Please stop the messenger, please, not because I deserve it, just because I need a Yeshua. That's what Hoshana Rabba is. Hoshana Rabba is a time where a person screams out to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Usually we don't recommend to scream. In Tefillah, there's a problem, halachically, to scream in general. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, has a tain on us when we're by Kriyas Yamsuf. Matik tzak elai. Daber al b'nei Yisrael Yisrael. Stop screaming. Go into the Yamsuf. But there are certain times that the mitzvah shabiyom is tzaka. Tomorrow is a time when we realize the mail is already being delivered. The stamp is already stamped. We have one last opportunity to just stop that delivery man, to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoshana. Please, Hoshana, just save us. And every single phrase that we're going to say tomorrow will be all based on that same phrase. Hoshana for this, Hoshana for that. But bottom line, what's the day about? It's Hoshana Rabba. It's a day that we came to the recognition that we don't have anything. That we're not really zeichet to anything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know you love us.
and we know that we can't exist without you, so please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just don't go through that last stage because Hoshana. And that's why the mitzvah is with an Arava. The mitzvah with an Arava, the less be reyach, the less be tam, when a person comes to the recognition afterwards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without you, we are independently nothing. We're not anything that's deserving of anything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know you care and we know that you want from us. So please, just daven for us. Please, we daven for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please, take our avos, and after we go through that process and we demonstrate to you that we recognize that we can only succeed if we have a Yeshua, and if we are a function of a Yeshua, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us with Hoshana Rabbah. That's what the day is. And then a person who goes through that process, a person who internalizes that without the Eibishter's lending a hand, without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam bringing a Yeshua on tomorrow, then what? We wouldn't be able to exist. That is the highest height that a person could get to in his tshuva process. We take that arava and we put it on top of the arm. That is the most chashiv part of the Dalad Minim and all the Chefetzei Mitzvah that have existed throughout the 51-day process of the Nun Aleph Yomim from Rish Chodesh El to Hoshana Rabbah. When a person reaches the Yisod and the foundation that I am an Arava, that I am a Lesbe Reach, I don't have smell, Lesbe Tam, I don't have taste, Lesbe Bigar Me Klum, I don't have anything without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I have one thing to tell you. I don't even have a Nusach HaTfilah. Hoshana. Please, Hoshana. That's the ultimate Avodas HaTfilah. When a person approaches Tfilah as a Pashtun, without delving into all the complicated Kavanas, the Baal Shem Tov believed that the highest level of Tfilah is when, the Baal Shem Tov used to say, when I daven, ich bin anar, uglat. I'm a child. I approach tefillah as a child with the most simplistic approach, and I believe. He used to walk over to philosophers and convince them. They were stuck with chakiras, not understanding this about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, not understanding that. And the Baal Shem Tov had the ability, he was smarter than them. But he said, the only way for you to succeed is to approach this world as a pashtun. As a person who has emuna pshuta, as a person who's a nar, ich bin a nar, uglaibt. And I believe. I leave my questions out, and I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what do you say, the Baal Shem Tov? I say, Hoshana. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I might have kashas, I might have chakiras, I might have stiras, I might have rayas, I might have halchochas, but that's not important. The most important thing and level to get to, says the Baal Shem Tov, is to become a nar. To become a nar when a person is mispal. To reach the level of, without chakiras, without stiras, without thinking, obviously not in the world of learning, in the world of tefillah, in the world of being mekasher one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of Hoshana Rabbah, the world of just being a pashut arav, the world of not even getting carried away with the tefillahs, of just saying again and again and again, we need not Hatzolos, we need Yeshuas, we need a Hoshia, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to totally take care of our lives and be involved in every aspect of our lives. And then, when a person is tzayik, when a person realizes that that messenger is about to put the envelope into the mailbox, and I got one option. I'm outside the courtroom. The courtroom's done. The judge already clapped with his hammer. With his, what do you call it? The gavel. That's already done. The officer's already left. Now the package is being delivered into the box. What's the last thing to do? The last thing to do is to be tzayik. It's to be tzayik Hoshana. There's no tefillas to daven anymore. There's just one thing to go as a child and just scream, Mommy, 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 Hoshana. Hoshana, I don't know why. I don't know why I deserve it. I don't know why things are the way they are. I don't know why I keep on going back to the commitments that I've made during the Yom Noroim, and I keep on speaking the way I do. But I do know one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize that I'm an Arava. I recognize that I don't have a Reach, that I don't have a Tam, and that without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nowhere. And I recognize that my one tefillah today and the summation of all of Yom Noroim has to be Hoshana. And once that delivery man sees that person screaming Hoshana, connecting in a different way that he's ever connected throughout the Yom Noroim period, throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos, above and beyond Tshuva Mi'ir and Tshuva Mi'ava. No! We're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a child. Ich bin anar. Hoshana. That's all we have to say. Nirtza Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu mimzakios, with schuyas and mitzvahs and iskarvis and hugs and kisses that the mother and the father takes in that child that's screaming for help, that doesn't want to be left alone, that doesn't want to be detached. Just, Mamish was thinking about this in the park we were talking about. I lost Tzvi Hirsch and Mamish couldn't find him. Was going all over the place and trying. So I walked up to the front desk and I said, can you please announce for my son Tzvi, can you please announce him to come back? Tzvi Belazon. And this lady got up on the front loudspeaker, and that, I don't know what language she was speaking. It was the furthest thing from Tzvi Belazon that I just took the loudspeaker and I just started screaming, Tzvi! Tzvi, come to the front desk. Abba's waiting. Tzvi! Tzvi! I needed to reconnect. I was concerned. I didn't know. I was in a place with a lot of strangers. A place with a lot of people I didn't know. And my kid was there alone. And that's all I had to say. That's all I had. Couldn't convince him. Couldn't give him any arguments. I went on the loudspeaker as a nar, ich bin a nar. But I said, Tzvi, Abba wants to connect. Abba wants you to come back to the front desk. And I can only pronounce your name in a normal way. And that's how we reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hoshana Rabbah is. It's such a beautiful day. But it's such a beautiful day because of its simplicity. Because of how poshut it is. The kashas that I'm presented at the beginning are the terutz. There are no makairas for this. It's all minhagim. It's all just shas adcha kidievedami. We have no other options. It doesn't even exist on the books. Mikairis from Chazal. No, it's Minig. It's Mamish a Minig. Mamish, the lumdis of this Yontif is, can you make a brach on a Minig? Can you not make a brach on a Minig? It's all made up. It's all Minhagim. But that could have the highest heights. When a person decides, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm making a new Minig. I'm making a Anhaga. I'm now demonstrating to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After everything was done, after the Dinim are finished. Ich bin anar oishana. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I just want to connect with you. That's the only thing that can save and can actually change the outcome after the termination was already determined, after the chasima has already been sealed. So Mirtza Hashem, we should all be zeiche to really capitalize on the Yom HaArav, on the Yom HaGodol, that on the one hand, it's not even known what it is. And sometimes it gets hidden and swallowed up in everything else. On the other hand, when a person actually has the right hanhogis and follows in the right minhag avaseinu b'yadeinu, can mamish change worlds with this day, with the practice of this day. So I give you all a bracha that you should all be mekayim what the svarim and the poiskim say, that the day is just shoygin hoshana. We just scream tomorrow in the simplest way. Please bring us a Yeshua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will amritz Hashem bring you a Yeshua and bring you bracha and simcha and nachas and atzlacha and a year full of aliyah, of iskarvis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.